For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Millennial Sports Talk. I'm Michelle Margot, and my co-host Ben Verlander is wearing Beats by Dre, and he has two dresser drawers open to the point.
Okay, we're just gonna call out my room that you can see in the background. This isn't fair.
I'm just saying your dresser is about to fall over frontwards, and you might want to work on that.
Can you see all the gloves that I have? Four brand new baseball gloves sitting on top.
No, they look like teddy bears. So you have, it looks like you have teddy bears sitting on top of your dresser, which I wouldn't put past you, honestly.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, I saw a post, by the way. I don't know if it was from you or your boyfriend, but I saw you were golfing the other day and appeared to have a pretty good round going.
That must have been his other girlfriend.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. I did. I'm like really proud of it, Ben.
Come on, toot your horn for a second. Come on.
Like, okay. So, relatively, it was good for me. Right? Like, I don't want all these golf aficionados being like, oh, shoot, Michelle's really good at golf. No, and then go watch the video and be like, she sucks.
Don't downplay it. Don't downplay it. Well, golf is a very hard sport.
Oh,
and
it's
if you're
so
going
hard.
Out and even getting a bogey on a hole, like, good for, like, that's awesome.
I got my first true bogey on a par five. It wasn't my first true bogey. It was my first true bogey on a par five, okay. If that makes sense. So, and for those who don't understand golf terms, that means I shot a six on a hole that the par was five, and it was, I almost cried. I sound dramatic right now, but it was the best feel. It was like, I understand why people get hooked, because it was just such a good feeling. And then I'm like looking around like, who saw that?
That's so, the beauty of golf though. It's also so hard, and you can go out and have the worst round, and oddly enough, the 18th hole, you go out and make a good putt, and you're like, oh, I figured it out. I'll be back tomorrow.
I am Tiger Woods. Thank you very much. I will be wearing red for the rest of my life. Yeah, it was very exciting. And then it was a par three on the next hole. And I was like, you know, on high and thinking I was like on top of the world and like the best golfer that ever lived. And I hit par on the next one. And I was like, what's going on? Assign me. Let's go. Callaway, ping. Whoever wants me. TaylorMade.
Who with the LPGA reaches out to me? And when does it happen?
Yeah, exactly. Just waiting for that DM.
But speaking of golf also, I am excited because did you see the match got scheduled? The match between Tiger and Phil Mickelson. And they each have partners. And Phil's partner is Tom Brady. And Tiger Woods is with Peyton Manning. And I am super excited to watch it because I watched the last one a couple of years ago. I thought it was awesome. So that's scheduled for May and in May. I'm pumped for it.
Who are you going for in that? I'm actually pretty curious about that.
Tiger.
Of course.
Of course.
You're literally wearing red.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just grew up watching Tiger, and he's going to go down as possibly the – I just appreciate greatness. You know, has he done everything great?
Phil sucks.
Phil doesn't suck at all.
No, I know.
But I get what you're saying. But Tiger is better. And
Tiger is that villain that you root for.
No. He's not even seen as a villain. Like, has he done everything right off of the course? By no means. No. However, on the course, he's idolized by everyone that plays golf. You know,
I'm pretty sure Phil Mickelson's brother was the golf coach at USD, University of San Diego, when I went there. And that's like the only ties I have to rooting for Phil. But I don't know. I like to go for the underdog. Whoever has the least amount of fans is the person I'll go for.
When I was out, at Pebble Beach in February for the pro-am out there that my brother was playing in. And we were actually teeing off right in front of or behind Phil Mickelson's group one day. So we're on the driving range. It's early morning, and we go over to the chipping area, and Phil's there. He's in the bunker, and we're all like fooling around and chipping. And you know, my brother let me take his club. I was like, hit a couple chips. And as Phil like climbs up out of the bunker, and I know he's right next to me, so it's already pretty cool. I'm watching him, and as he's walking by, he goes, "Put your weight on your front foot. That's a tip." There you go. I was like, thank you.
You're like walking around with your weight on your front foot every step you take now.
I didn't even know if he was just talking about golf. So for the rest of the day, just walking along, I was walking with my weight on my front foot.
That is hilarious.
He was awesome. Like, he's got the best personality. And it was, I thought that was a cool.
No, that's awesome. Well, also NASCAR, May 17th, I believe, is back. So basically sports are in full swing.
Sports are back. That's what you're saying. That's what we're saying here.
Breaking news, everybody. No, hashtag fake news.
It is just exciting to see that some stuff is starting to come back. And I, you know, I'm not the biggest NASCAR fan in the world, but you can bet your ass I'll be watching it because I've been craving sports for that long.
I love it. I love it. Another exciting thing this week is we are moving towards NCAA allowing compensation for student athletes, which basically allows the student athletes to benefit from their name, image, and likeness from deals with third parties. Ben, do you have an example just to kind of explain to people who don't really understand that?
For example, let's say Joe Burrow, who just got drafted by the Bengals. While he was in college, he was one of the most well-known names in college football. And he was bringing a lot of money to LSU, but he actually wasn't able to profit off of it. So now, his name, image, and likeness would have been able to profit off of that. So for example, he could go out and have an appearance somewhere and make money off of it, or social media, you know, stuff like that, where before they couldn't make a dollar off of their name. And now they are able to.
Right. So if they're in a Nike commercial and they're in college, they can't make any money from that. Whereas if Chris Paul is in a Nike commercial, or I don't even know who he's by sponsorship wise, but then he's getting paid lots of money to have his image and his name in a commercial. And these college athletes can't because the NCAA basically doesn't allow them to. These new rules would go into effect in 2021 if the NCAA passes legislation next January. And as part of the recommendations, athletes can sell autographs and memorabilia and be paid for personal appearances. That's live personal appearances too. The recommendations ban student athletes from wearing school branded apparel in their personal endorsement deals. They must disclose financial terms of their contracts to their athletic departments, as well as their relationship with the parties involved. And if they fail to share the details of their agreement or relationships, it could actually affect their eligibility. And so there's some stuff that needs to be figured out here. But I think I know where you stand on this, but what do you think?
You know, all in all, I'm very much so for it. You know, it's tough. It was tough to see players, you know, they're bringing in so much money for an organization, and you know, their names getting thrown around, and you know, people are using them in commercials, and they can't make a single dollar off of it. So I think the NCAA needed to make a change. And that's what I saw a quote from them, basically, that they knew they needed to provide a change for the best possible college experience. And I think that's what they're doing, is kind of just catching up with the times and seeing how big of a factor social media is and how big these appearances are, and allowing, you know, it makes sense when you think about it. If somebody's going to be able to profit off me, why can't I make a little bit of money?
Right. It stops corruption. And I think another pro, as you will, is it's an incentive to play better for these kids who, you know, they're getting a scholarship and that's kind of the ceiling for them. I mean, obviously they can go on to play pro, but in terms of like the 4 years that they're in college, or however many years they're in college playing that sport, they have a ceiling that they top out at. They don't have any way to have a job outside of that because they're playing a sport all the time. And now they have an incentive to push that much harder and get to that next level, because if they perform at a high level, then they'll be recognized, I guess.
Yeah. You know, actually what I found interesting is the wording that the NCAA used. And it was basically that they need to embrace change. And part of me wonders, you know, there's a lot changing in the basketball in the college basketball world and in the professional basketball world. Whereas, you know, you always had to have athletes play at least a year in college. At least, you know, for the past however many years, it's been a while since basically LeBron came through. He was the last athlete I remember. But, you know, in the last year or so, there's been a lot of talk, and now athletes are going to be able to skip the NCAA and go basically straight to the G League, which is a big deal. And I think the NCAA might be a little worried about that, because think of, you know, you think about how big of a deal Zion was coming out of high school.
The talent threshold.
Yeah,
take
a big hit. You know, Zion was a huge athlete coming out of high school. Everybody had seen his hype videos and all of his dunks and how good he was. So when he came to Duke, it was a big deal, and everybody wanted to watch Duke, and everybody wanted to see how they were going about it. And now the fact that he's just able to skip out on that and go straight, you know, like, I think the NCAA is getting a little worried. Like, we have to do something, you know, like our biggest
to give an incentive. To people to go to college. Before I just get into more thoughts, I just need to clarify something, like just clear things up. Is it NCAA or is it NCAA? I mean, this is like serious business right now, because I say NCAA. I know it's obviously technically NCAA. Is there a right or a wrong?
There is not a right or a wrong. I don't think. I mean, I don't.
Well, you sound pretty sure.
No, when you're saying NCAA, it doesn't jump out at me like, oh, why should
I? So it's not just NISA? I'm just kidding.
But yeah,
Aaron?
I've just always said NCAA, but I think it's, you know, tomato, potato.
Did you say tomato, potato?
Uh-huh. That's the saying, right?
I don't, okay. All right. So my other thoughts on this, and I don't know how much heat I'm going to get for saying this, but I was always taught to stand up for what I believe in.
I can't wait.
And I believe in equality. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I'm not just kidding. Sorry. I mean,
just kidding.
I actually hate equality. So I personally think there are some negatives, some consequences to this.
I agree with that.
I don't think it's fair that a quarterback is going to be paid so much more than like an offensive lineman or even like a relief pitcher. I think there's such a disparity already with just the amount of scholarships teams get in college. And now there's even more. Like, now it's not just teams or sports that are that much bigger and better than the other sports, but now it's like certain players are going to be even, and they already have more recognition. And now the, like, unless you play a certain position, you're not going to make as much money. Like, there's going to be an inequality factor. And it kind of goes back to the whole NFL draft virtual thing, where I said there's going to be some guys who don't want to show their houses on the virtual draft because they don't have as much. It also could cause tension between teammates.
Yeah.
Jealousy. Status.
I totally, and I'm not disagreeing with that, but my rebuttal to that would be, you know, that's essentially life. And when you get to the professional sports, the quarterbacks make more. The quarterbacks make more than the linemen. Starting pitchers make more than relief pitchers. You know,
you're right.
It's just the way it is.
And, thanks, Dad.
Know, the quarterbacks are the ones that always have their face on TV. And you know what? The offensive linemen put in the dirty work, but they don't get the credit they deserve. You know, that's just kind of, you know, the quarterback is running the offense. And I do totally get your point. I really do. I just think that's just kind of the way it is.
You know? I'm having flashbacks to my childhood of like being the youngest and my dad being like, well, that's just life. Life's not fair. And like my brother and sister could go places and I couldn't because I was younger.
What are your thoughts on me singing on this podcast?
They're not great, so we'll just leave it at that.
So we'll skip.
We'll skip.
I don't want to say con, because I don't think cons necessarily, you know, all right, fine. Here's a con of the situation. I think a problem that could be run into is players when they're going to sign. Let's use football players for an example. I'm now, if I have a scholarship from Alabama and I have one from, let's say, Colorado or Wisconsin, a good football school, I am now for sure going to go to Alabama because I have more nationally televised games. I have more people coming to my games. I have more people watching me. I have more endorsement deal opportunities. So before, you had Alabama, who was already getting the best players because they're the best team in the country, and Clemson, same situation. Now, even more so, people are going to say, well, I'm not going to go to Wisconsin anymore because I can't make near as much money. You know,
100%. The disparity is even larger for the smaller schools. But you know what, Ben? You know what I have to say to that?
That's just the way it is.
Oh, oh. Hold on. Did we just hear some vibrato? Like,
I got
whoa.
It. I got the singing.
Sneaky talent, Ben.
Wow. I didn't think I would start my singing career on this podcast, but hey, it's bringing
that's just the way it is. Every time I hear that song, I'm going to think of you, Ben.
I feel like I kind of nailed that. I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Well, you don't know that yet, but I saw a quote from Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina on this instance. And what he said is that if college athletes are going to, quote, cash in, then their scholarship money should be taxed and treated like income. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God. Well, everyone? Because that's not fair. Again, there's, like, the player that doesn't get any promotional – like, there's play, – there are – okay, let me just say, the amount of players that are going to actually be affected by this if it gets put in – into action or whatever it's called.
Slim.
Not even us. It's the percentage is so small. Do you think that the rowers at UCLA are like, yes, thank goodness that our name, image, and likeness, we can actually get compensated for?
I'll tell you who it's going to be: the starting quarterbacks at SEC programs. It's going to be the top running backs in the country, and it's going to be the top
college
recruits
basketball.
In basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's nobody else.
Yeah. Nobody else.
And so it would be very unfair to tax scholarship. Which senator said this? Who
Richard
do I need
Burr.
To write a letter to?
Richard Burr of North Carolina.
Well, he must be cold. I said Burr.
Okay.
It's cold
okay.
in here.
We're not going to turn into a singing podcast. It felt right in the moment, you know?
Okay.
Wait, I don't want to just gloss over that dad joke of yours. I was a big fan of that.
Which one?
Richard
he must be
Burr.
Cold.
He must be cold.
Like, I thought it meant it's just the way it is joke.
I'm here
that
for
I
that.
Said 10 minutes ago that you didn't laugh at.
Yeah, I think his statement is ridiculous, to be honest, just because I'm able to now, he used cash in. I'm able to now profit off of people using me and my name to make their money.
Yeah,
you
to
know?
Make their economy
so
better.
So I shouldn't get my scholarship taxed and treated like income because I'm able to profit on people using me and my name and my number. To make a little bit of money, you know,
I will say I'm a little bit of an academic snob in the sense that I love to learn, and I think the more education, the better, and the more education, the more you educate yourself, the better. It doesn't matter college or books, whatever.
You trying to spit out that sentence sounded really educated.
Is there a way to like not have you on this podcast then? I will say that I think this makes even more focus outside academics. Like, it prioritizes athleticism over academics because the incentive is that much higher. Like, the incentive that I said was a pro, which was, you know, work that much harder and you can gain that much more compensation for it, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's, okay, well, I'm going to spend 2 more hours in the weight room on top of our practice than study for my classes or whatever. Yeah. Or it says, hey, you might be a student athlete, which student comes first and student athlete is what they always say. But not in your case. Yeah, we know.
I mean,
you're
right.
We know. We can tell.
No, you're right. It does come first. However,
some schools it doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. And that would be my rebuttal to what you're saying is that if I'm going to, you know, if I'm one of these guys that's going to cash in on this situation, I'm already in a position to, I know my future is in the sport I play. And I'm going to work hard at that. And I will go to class and I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do enough to skate by. But my goal is to play professional football or basketball or whatever it may be. And, you know, that's their goal going into college. I don't know if it changes that much because, you know, the offensive, and I hate using offensive linemen, you know, but it's just the example we've used.
Like, what do they do to you?
The offensive linemen?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. But So I don't think they're going to say, I need to work out harder to, you know, make, to cash in on my name and likeliness, because they're not, you know, they're just not going to.
Also, one thing that I wanted to bring up to you was Dennis Rodman went to Vegas in the middle of the season. Oh my God.
No, that's not all. That is not all. We are not just, that is the, imagine that happening in today's age with social media. Imagine LeBron James just being like, you know what? I need a break. I'm not going to play for a couple of days, and I'm going to go to Vegas and have a bender with Carmen Electra. Like, that's mind blowing to me. How crazy is that?
I think that there is more than people think in the NBA in terms of players kind of having some control. It's definitely a player driven league. However, I don't think that would ever fly right now.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, I no. It obviously depends on the organization, but I do not think that.
No, there's no. It couldn't. They're making so much money to put a you know, product out on the court for fans. Imagine me as a 10-year-old buying a however much ticket to see LeBron James play, and I find out later that he was actually in Vegas. Just
okay. Well, what about load management? They can always use that as an excuse now.
Well, we had an episode on that. So if you want to know our thoughts, go back and listen to our load management episode.
What was that, Ep 3?
Yeah, it was early. I think it was seriously like 3 or 4.
I just remember the contraption that I had built because I was at my boyfriend's parents' house when I was recording that episode. And I had like 7 chairs and like 8 blankets and like 4 books with my podcast microphone on. It was just a mess. But I felt like an engineer, and I felt like I was Elon Musk. Was that a pity laugh? Because that was very...
No, fake. Just the thought of you feeling like Elon Musk, which it humored me. It humored me.
All right.
But this week's episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. And while we're waiting this out at home, you can still have some fun betting at betonline.ag. You know, there's no sports, as you all know. But there is still stuff to bet on. You can still bet on esports, American Idol, Big Brother, the election. There's a bunch of stuff you can still bet on, and there is still fun to be had. So go online to betonline.ag and use promo code MYPOD100 to receive your welcome bonus.
And if you don't want to use your welcome bonus on BetOnline, then you could actually bet when I will hit my next true bogey on a par 5. Thank you. That's all.
I would love to be able to bet on that.
What would the over under be on that? Seriously, what would, knowing that I've golfed maybe 4 times in the last 7 days. Yeah, no big deal. What would the over under be on when I would hit that again?
July.
What? Then. That is so rude.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, here's another quick break for an ad.
It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Thanks for sticking with us. We now have our beloved goat moment of the week.
It is beloved.
It is beloved. My mom likes it. I know that. Thanks, my Linda.
My mom likes it. That.
So Linda and Kathy.
We have 2 people that we know love it.
Kathy with a C?
Kay.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Mrs. Verlander, I'm so sorry. Don't hate me.
No, you asked. Yes. You said Kathy with a C? ? I can hear her.
But I knew. I'm so sorry. Anyway.
I have told you that before. But
I know. Don't tell her that. Shh. I have to edit that out. Our goat moment of the week this week is non-sports related. It is, for lack of a better term, essential workers. But we know that essential doesn't always fall under the exact category of who we're talking about right now, because there are people who are considered essential workers that are not actually that essential. Ben, but cough. It's astounding to know that people are putting their lives on the line fearlessly to serve others right now. In a time where there's been a lot of selfishness going on right now, there's been a lot of selflessness, and this GOAT moment of the week is for the people that are being selfless for the benefit of other people and not themselves.
Yeah. You know, there, you see a lot of videos and, you know, it's just, I think it's important to honor them. And, you know, they're putting their lives at risk every day and going in and treating people with this disease. And I'm glad we chose them. And it's not sports related, and it typically is, but I think it's important. And I think it's very, very honorable what they're doing and, you know, going in the face of this and fighting it head on. So I am appreciative of them as well. And I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, I'm glad we did too. Not that like our GOAT moment of the week really affects anybody, but just want us, I think if we have an opportunity to spend some time thanking them, it's important. I will say that I bawled my eyes out the other day getting in my car at the grocery store, casual, because I was behind a woman in line. She had a mask on, and you know, the end of my cart is like at the beginning of her cart when you're in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the front of my car to like start like rearranging things to put it on the little checkout thing. And she said, "Excuse me, can you adhere to social distancing?" But I couldn't hear her because she had a mask on. So I went closer and I was like, "What?"
Mm.
And she said, "Can you please keep 6 feet?" And then my boyfriend grabbed, like I was a child on a leash. He grabbed the back of my shirt and flung me back. And I was like, "What?" Like, I couldn't hear her. And he said, "She said that she wants you 6 feet back." And I said, "Oh," I said, "I'm sorry," or something like that. And then she said louder, "I work with COVID patients for 14 hours a day." I just broke down in the car. Like, I don't know why. Maybe because I'm an emotional mess. Hi, my name's Michelle. And I'm an emotional mess. My first gut reaction was, "Oh my gosh, she thinks I'm a threat because I'm close to her cart." And what she was saying was, "I'm a threat. Please back up." Like she was like, as if she was radioactive or something, you know,
yeah.
She felt like, "Hey, I am exposed 14 hours a day. Don't get too close to me."
Wow.
And I just thought, "Oh my gosh, like that she's such a sacrificial experience." Wow. That sounded weird. It was very emotional and it made me realize the world does not revolve around us. You know, it really doesn't.
But seriously, thank you to all of them and all they're doing. And, thank you, Michelle, for choosing to highlight them this week.
Thanks for listening.
But yeah, that is it for Millennial Sports Talk this week. Thank you all for listening. And please be sure to go and follow along wherever you listen to your podcast. And we will be back next week. See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.